A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Elend LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadiwa vateriri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa, Diaspora Forum, chatinokurukura, zvinosangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika. Achisi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika, nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa15 zvita kana 15 December 2021 tiri kutarisa nezve denda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Pavanhu vakaongororwa kwese pakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga. Tingati vauda kusvika 4 million, nekuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19, kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika aya, vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tirikunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kubudikidza neruzivo rwavo, vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzi vaparura zvakare gwaro irori, saka hatizivi here kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016 asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi ePassport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyane nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunoko ke okukhulunywa ngoJonga lamhlanje sikukhangelayo sikhangele COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi-5678 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi-328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 177,690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi-130,279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. kuzokuti asebe chuchwe ijekiseni kumengita bachove ijekiseni yakuqala kwai 3,980,917 kuzokusita usebe hlatshwe yesibili kwai 2,998,638 so singathi ke abantu abangani baphila legciwane le-COVID-19 kwai 42,666 yeyokunye njalo njengoba ujonge tshilo lapha sakhuluma nesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala lapha kwele Melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza ke kukampani ekhangelana nezempilakahle njalo leyi company yakhe okuthiwa yi-Eland LLC so khona ngapha ke kwele Melika uhlala eKentucky. Kuzobuya ke ama-passport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulojabo lwama-passport lakuzakhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje khonokho ukuthi lambe udaba lolu lwama-passport luya ngaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo-2016 umgabe wakwakwenza khonoku waba ne-electronic passport ukuthi kwaya ngaphi singazijonga ukuthi ama-passport lawa aqonda ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa iyayisebenza le-Japan layikhona so singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ukubona njani jonga konke lokhu
inyaya yakauma Gibbs yekuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo izvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have but in 2 years time they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports, they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports. And many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement.
And according to the Chronicle, in 2016, in April, you know, President, the former late President Robert Mugabe actually launched this program and indications are that the machines that were installed, Jonga, we're going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I can say Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabweness. Here he is.
A father of one. My son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody is to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of this electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the cost and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes, and of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for the second team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amashoranyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you're playing with, you know, like Tulani Biangube and others?
Yes, Tulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Tsele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
So there's a young man. He came here, you know, long, long, long back. But he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed. And then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Baba Linjani.
Nyapila kulu. Wena ukulele kwa wala ndela vovia, eh?
Yeah, ngakhulele kwabalanda sibili khona phana ko Jethemba sasidlala emakhosi. Ikho sasidlala khona ibhora khona phana sanga bafana abancane.
Ezigwagweni?
Hayi, ezigwagweni sibili.
Yeah, akutshela ukuthi kade sizwenzani. Njalo wafika lapha nini?
Kade sengisebenza lapha eLouisville, i-company engisebenzelayo kuthiwa iNorton Healthcare, i-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumphathi ntambo onceda ngendaba zedata, driving ama decisions, data based, that's what they call them now, ku-company.
Singathi uyenzani sebenqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafishane ukuthi ubamba lokho umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokho lalokho.
Hayi, okukhathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke i-data yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zonezo ama-data assets. Sibe sesifuna ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye omphathi ntamba ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khonaphana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kube njani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi hambe kwabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona but ayisiyo yami. Hayi, imali khona sibili. I-healthcare ngeyinye la i-industry khonapha e-America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo, abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula mbuma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi, ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yes, so singathi sasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakele yakhe. Ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulumkhulu wekhampani labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubo laba abakhulukhulu sibe babekhangela into ezinjani, nxa ungakuthatha nje okuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala kwelcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo, we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile ukuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukubona ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sijayele ukukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi siyaphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sibona ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesibona ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi ngabe engasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibinqabe ukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yes, so ke siyabona njalo le company yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. in the Kulman Improv, something like that.
Yeah. I very minister for something in Savon Pof, so I never want to find a looting Gadis company lay, Nigga Nigga Okoko. Oh, yeah, ile ndiyancedisa khona okho engikwenzayo ndisemsebenzini endisebenza kuyo or ndincedisa abanye aba-out of state ukuthi besethe up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa ama-computer le statistics le maths ukwenza ibusiness ngoba hhayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Ye khonapho ke nxa ukuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela so kuyini engathi ungathi okunceda uzulu sibili okunceda abantu khonokho kwema hospital kwezibhedlela?
Ye hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalo lapha ama-patients but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful ngibancedise sibili ama-patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkhona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days, isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale and emsebenzini uyakuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngime eceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye khonaphana ngisube nxa usilungisa kwezibhedlela anti kulama-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho?
Ye hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe sisilungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebaniki information upatient ekhona phana. Into kwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo yabe ne-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient's state.
Ye ungathini ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene? Ye so there you are Junga, he is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah, ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita Jukes. Unoziva tikatarisa nyaya yekudzidza vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asitakwanisa kunge achibatsika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvino zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari aiwa ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina nokuti nyikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo ruri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's see this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are.
Kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere kampani toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo mabusiness decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho. Inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science kuundergrad, kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo neno ndoa ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah ane 15 years ndotigara zvangu muno muluve.
Bora, Zitaba, wakakangana naye?
Ah, bora ndakanga nwaka, ndi nda supporta jete. Ndaka kura nchitamba bora mblawayo, ata kura kuneka, kwabalanda. Ndo kwa ndaka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But kundichikura kwabalanda, ata kanyaso kura si, chairo tichi. Tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders. Mawiru ndaka zoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndaka tobatisa kwa nia Islanders, nima connections ayo. Jinduye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndaka tembe ndaka tutambira, reserve side here, Highlanders, and ndikatamba magame mashoma machayo first team, but mwaranga wano kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezve munomu mabusiness, saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye.
Ko uchisvika palamba wauchiita sei?
Ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro. Ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University. Ndoma shikira ndakaita.
Ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi. Taura tinzwe kuti munhu kana munhu achita kujoina field yako anoita sei?
Ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku. Nenyaya kuti mabhuku emaths, estatistics inyango ma sciences ndoa ndino tokurudzira nyati anonyatso kugadzirisira kuti paunenge wazosvika kuti wakuipinda murongwa weku college ma zvaukadzidza izvo zvezve ndo zvinozodikwa kuti kunyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozokurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers.
Kune kambani inonzi Island LCC, taura nayo itaura
isu tirana mwofu we mkono we kumondoro, saka hapa ndaka tangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Island. Inobatsira kunezwa makompyuta mzupatara imo. Ndaka itangisa 2008, saka ndaka ngoti waa, beta timbo, ideza kuti inzi Island LLC as a nod to my ancestors, ariku Zimbabwe kumondoro, kuti ndozo ataa kuita wezi. Island LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, nana Sada Healthcare ku California ne kuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira wakati kudi?
Aiwa, mashoko ekupedzira ndeyaya kuti kuma Zimbabwe ese kana muri wa America sungaidzi simbe. Anzi kuna uku kwa America Island ivane iti land of opportunity, saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombo vaomera mbijana chandongo kurudzira ndeche kuti sungaidzi simbe munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambira.
Tawanda, thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you. There you are, Junga, so the young man really knows his stuff, you know.
Chandifadza Gibson ndiche kuti imhofi yemukono ndaasekuru wangu amai vangu ndaachiera, saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru wangu.
He really does his best in what he's doing, you know.
Aiva, vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Yes.
Yes, Gibson, before we move on, I just wanted to update on the red list. As you know, that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning, 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwenye kunjalo ke red list la le areas yozuluka daba, era tikolima lilizo le pilitane, isakwazi Zimbabwe kamtanje la maya mazwe akusosiwe ku list ya ngona le. Jongo chonga siyabona sibili lapha ke kulombiko ovela Agence France Press, the Reuters, the Associated Press, but yes, so kunjalo. So ke bathi nxa umuntu engatestwe tolakala engamanga kuhle kangako, balakho ukuthi bathi ekhaya kumbe avalelwe lapha avalelwa khona. Kodwa ke khaya i-good news, Jonga.
Ndizvo zvogibsi hongu vadiwa vatere nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumidzwe kuti zvipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kuSouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambidzwa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo pava nenyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo ya West Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzamadzanza adzipinde. Asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa, hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga wachirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa, vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo. Asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumidzwa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unorambawo wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs News, Sky News, vari kuti ivo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemari atingati ndinyatsoverenga ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Ndazwa kuti nyika dzakawanda mashezi awo adzo ati kwirei. Vari kutaura kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashare ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6%. Mushure mekunge shoko iroro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa, mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from, you know, accessing Britain, USA, and other nations. So there was so much concern, you know, about what these countries did. So now, if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports. And they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former President Robert Mugabe launched a similar program in 2016, and indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries, and there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia who is actually a Zimbabwean who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri, nezuro takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti ivo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ivi zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvange zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nekuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodii. Asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iyoyo kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo, and it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapasipoti mabhuku anga aripo iye zvino, zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja gibs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
How are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by President, former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa, who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close, talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that, and we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president, His Excellency Mnangagwa, and the vice president then who was Mpoko, and the registrar general there who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it's not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that are costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out, and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the dictates of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passports like this year, and some already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, ndo ungati nwa wakuluma ngesiNdebele khona posingakayi kubaba uVusimuzi eSpanda. Ungati nwa khona kuvusile okwenzakalayo. Kolit.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi ukubana uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusise ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko okubana kulontshwe indaba e-passport naleyo. Akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sonaleso. Sokubuyile kathesi ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleni. Kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asiko ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa yiZimbabwe yodwa, yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokufika khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthi i-passport i-electronical passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that is when I got a chikona pan. Yeah, I'm not doing a car like this, but I'm not doing a car like this. We'll charge my passport now. My material is $18. That is the same thing. It's $100, $200, emergency. I'm going to. So we say it's coming. Konukwana hiko kwenye soko mene kwenye kubu yege. Kuboni swani mwaba ukulume ni loo, oga babu nanga kukulume ni wati hila, ukulume ni ula lila. So akumani sana kwenye kubu yege, kuyi nungu yenza galu, mwana mwana kiswana bantu kwenye kisege, labu aba sana kutata katezi, sipoti sama nungu kiswana kwenye kubu. Andi kutuwa kwenye espari longu zidang kwenye December 2023. Oku chesele mnyaga, mnyaga MEV ilipaka tilapa, kwa kwa kile suskati. So nga sana le suskati, abantu mene beboni sani. Ama-ideas, uba nukulumende, sipendu wana, kuhi na ngagwenzi laba nukumana, akushine laba manda basanda kutata. Uwe suki labo, vila ati, vile basanda kutata, suku za expire. Labo, uba lula mba, sebe ngena uba e-passport kute kute. Kwa laba batete katezi, ubona kalu kuna kuhi na ngagwenza kalu, tuna bangyotisegi. Na laba wapa vile besi la ini katezi, benga saa ngeni kule ane, benge benge ni kuna lawa macha. Ute, kutu wana ukulumende, kutu mpele, ama bisirizu mali zama, nga ebe patale 318 liyalu.
I was able to swim, Zamango taura inzo mchiru ngunesi ndebele, dendo zo kanda mwe mpunzo anda andi nao.
Nda tena. Zana mika wanilo uti mungu tino zewa kuti nyaye ipaskoti yaka tanga kudara kuchili na baba wa Mugabe, wachili president wa nyika. Tatoona even kuma social media, pana mipana inzo itenderera, ya baba wa Mugabe wechito, komisina mushina wacho, wana registra jirana wacho vayi wa mdede, na vice president, nengu wa izuzo wangari, baba wa Mnangagwa na baba Mpoko. Asi, apana zakazo itika mashuri mazo izozo. Saka, apana chaka ipa kutichinu kana chambo, tangwa, chizo pezi swane ume mumu. Saka wa Mnangagwa ne urumendi yao, wakuto pezi izozo. Nekuti, nika zese pasirino, zaku kuti izo, zaku tanga kuenda ku e-passport, ma electronic passport iwao, duwa anu wakuto shanda. Saka isusu atinga zo sarre mashuri katichingo, aywa isusu takatine biyo ii. Kwa atirara metoga kachinora rama in a global village. Saka, chini chakanaka kuti nesu chitezi nyayo ya kuitika mnika tese. Asi, urumende ya kwa wangutu izi kitarisa manji kutiraidu. Kwa ava wazotura mapaso dawa manji ava. Goredno ili kana kuti wame waifa otura goredno ya izi. Woshi ito asei, nekuti iwe wana wanga wapa drama $318. Asi, aya mapaso manyo wana taona kuti ime $100. Emergency $200. So if you buy, kuna kwa unge kuchitanga kuchitauri rani. Urumende yakati iyo, chitanga yakati iyo, iyo urumende inoterera. Saka, ngachitu chitanga kuchiuhuza, kuta awa apa daisa dai. Tofunga tika woni sana, chino kuna ubudane chinobatika, chino chitatipa kunduzo tese, siwa na Zimbabwe, chichisaka nila ne global village yedu kwa chora na matose.
Mbunza nasi lakujisa, unarubundu kuti, kune wamu waru kuchema kuti tichango vakubadara mari zakawanda zikutora mapasporti iwaya so zakuti avai na upari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvozvo kuti tai vabvumizwa kuti pasipoti yaanga aina ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurenyiwa otora nyowani ndizvo zvamungatsanangura ipapo
ndozvanangitaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakai pa ipapo, asi chinozongo unesa, ndecho kuti kana dimenjika zikazovhara, kuti aiwa, chada mapasipoti ekudharaya, chozo ita sei, nekuti ndinoona kuti, inini kana ndingada kubva muno muZimbabwe, ndichida kuya kuAmerica ikoko, ndinotedzera mitemo yekuAmerica ikoko, kuno Zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepasipoti yangu yekudhara, asi kuAmerica vanoti, ii, hatichagone kuishandisa, hatiiride kumasystems edu, takuda manyowana ane machips, anonzi ma-e-passport. Ipo pa ndopo nazo kupata zoita nyaya ipako. Saka ndopo nazo tindini. Chikuru sade chokuti urumende ii. Yakati iyo ii urumende inoterera. Saka ndopo chazo panga utaura nane urumende manji. Right urumende. Senzota suka panjaya yakadai. Tochi ita sei. Tochi wanisa nipo paya. Wanu wopana na mazani. Because apana munu ane monopoli yema ideas. Ne urumende chayo yakadaru. Ino choda kuonesu wawo nayo. Saka ndopo chazo panga kuti tanga kuonesa na tesi ipo paku. Right. Toshi ita sayo kuti tireru tire awa. Vato tola mapasu gawo manji. But I was not at Matura. What do any rag goes? I was just over the 389. I would have about $100 you have, can I $200 and I'm a kid and a machine. So, it's not how you got to think of it.
Maybe before you go back to Gibbs, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge, America goes,
Thank you so much, Chuma. Kaluwa mbeko napo kestatu umama. Ketiwe pepe. Mapepe, ungaucho na njani mama?
Ya chana baba chuka ni njani.
Stronile, ye. Akucho inuuti ama electronic passport lao wabona njani.
Okay. Oko kala njani kufingele luba abu chuma ngimbo nye ukucho ukona lapa ngoba. He's the right person. Ukuti ngimje ele luke mkisu ukuti ngaku kuluma. Baba chuma mboni ngani statement lesi sokuthi uhulumeni uyalalela hayi ujayela ukusitsho kakhulu and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumeni if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa uMgabe lapha ubaba uMnanga useyi implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala so considering ukuthi uhulumeni wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezi mali ezivanzwayo and so forth. Kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke aphuma ukuthi ama passport asezothatha 10 days. It and everything. Kuyaphuma ama headline passport wars come to an end. If at all ulikwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube la ma challenges, then why mislead the public? Okwesibili babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti, why lingaqali libubeke emphakathini kuhlafunwe than ukuthi ku expect ukuthi kuyahlafunwa. So when Zagele, of which I'm a result of Kona, they are never positive and benefiting to us. So I don't know if that.
Jalo, na kuru kutu wena, i-passport ya kime njani? Kuru malanga kukunoko, Ema.
No, i-passport ya mingi, aplayele i-passport ya 318 through i-embassy. And ngo July, I went in Zamu kutu nye collector, of which nga tolu kutu kutua, i-passport ya office i-valile chutu. Cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, the passport is pending. And the passport, my sister, who applied in 2019, but who is coming of which it's pending. But in 2019, I normal passport. Of which, so, kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo and khona from 2019 iapplyela lapho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama passport akuthothwe apho ayaphuma of which as I'm talking it's almost 3 years ayiphumanga so khona pho ke abantu kunciswa baba bancediswa njani.
Yes, this is Golide. Golide, what needs to happen here? Because you know Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and just received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $318. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So in other such circumstances, What has to happen, colleague? Yes.
I think from a simple layman's point of view, njengoba iphasipoti yakhe ingakaphumi, usisi wami sokumele bantu bemprocessele yona le iphasipoti yangkhona. Okutshengisela ukuthi kona kumele bembisele $118 i-change yakhe. Bathathe i-$200 bamenzele iphasipoti yakhe khonapho khonapho. Yikho kumele kwenzakale khonokho. Yikho kumele kukhulunyisane lo hulumende khonokho ukuthi hayi abe flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Ukuthi laba abantu athe zivesi be-applyile babhadale imali lezi kodwa bengakayenzi la maphasipoti lawo. Abantu benzile ama e-passport angkhona bebisele ke ama change ezimali zabo ezolenza ukuthi bezibhadalile. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do, and angibona ukuhulumende angakwehlile kubana akwenze khonokho.
Ngicela ufake lesilungu sikile ba.
But I simply saying that like for the case of my dear sister here in Mabebe, who is saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must check that she must then automatically be put on the e-passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse her a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200, so which means that they must give it back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give it back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do, and government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times we fail to achieve things because we don't want these gains. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question there.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, Nashina Uzo Mfunza, Honorable Chuma Ipapo, Wafunzwa na Amai, wekuti iyo munaninga badara $300 yake, asi passport aisati ya buda, panabutawara waziriku mwono kwa kubuda pa, zio shinga hitu kwa ndanzo, kwa kunga Honorable wangwa itanangura utitai zai kweneka muni iya, aingo zuchiti, sinza angaka badara akida passport ya chimbi chimbi, poitiru wa chimbi chimbi passport yake, ozo zosiru wa change $100. Amen.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah. I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation. But look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that. Because they were saying that, okay, we've moved from the older passport to the e-passport. So the situation is they come in and calculate the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is talking about
In the event yokuthi i-passport is ready already khona emahofisini but it's not yet collected ngase mbathele, so silukabe kulokhu ku-postpone yini ukuthi Now it's the process where I pay, but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because we have possibility ya kona loko. Number two, when you have a friend who is going to go to my lapping and lapa on behalf of the whole mende, Uti, who proposed to him, Uti Tina, every other civil lap diaspora. Siyabona lapha amanye ama-embassy akwanisa ukuthi bethathe the same amount baprocessele abantu becollect eyethu kungabe kulama-challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe ifomu alibhadalele lapha aphinde atravele to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mabaphithani Golide, isikhathi sesidle kumango ingena khona
Golide. Right, ngiyamuza udaye wethu. I think vele okuse yiko bona ukuthi mina nga ene bengayicollect ipassport iloku isezandle zikahulumeni. Uhulumeni kase ayithathe ipassport lena ayidabule amenzele ipassport lele entsha ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikukhulumile ngoba akusizi belula bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde bezithi hayi phenduka futhi uzoyenze yini, it becomes unfair. So yikho engade ngikhuma kuthi hayi uhulumeni lo uyalalela, angiboni ukuthi wona angakwala konke konokwa izinto ezilungise kalula. Okunye lokhu anade ngikhuma ngakho okwama-form lani yikho lapha ade ngikhuma ngakho ngithi kona yikho lapha esisuka kwabana sithi kona ye sesuka ukuthi ama-sessions oda yikho kungena khona kahle kahle kwabana sisuhambe ukuthi kona sithole nzima kule zinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokuthi kona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe. Yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane, kodwa thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu si-targeted. Into leyo ayikho targeted, iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
So ke maphephe phosele ukugcina sesizwalana hlelo.
Hayi, siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of functions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandla libusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi lapha bazaqhubeka laba ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayi. Ngiyabonga,
siyabonga Jonga.
Give the other issue, though time is against us. The other issue was people complaining of going through CBs there to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a PSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge this people to process applications? Why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going to take the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEB, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner who is Bank ABC. So, like at this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you will have to go and pay your money as well at CBZ, because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the registered general's office. So there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. But it's just a simple matter of saying government banks with CBZ, simple.
So I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RBZ is a monetary authority. It's not a bank per se.
Yes.
Government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Gibbs Kube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And John Gakandemiri.